Since the dawn of man, we have searched for answers and enlightenment of ageless questions. Where did we come from?
How did we get here?
Why is bologna round and bread square?
But in that elusive quest for knowledge, one man rises above them all to show us the true path to quench the thirst for knowledge.
It's the Ponderer of PR. The muse of marketing, the all-knowing of advertising, the demigod of digital media, the wizard of web. Yes, he's the Buddha of bullshit. It's the host of that marketing show, washed-up rock star who had to buy a suit and get a real job, Roger Roser.
And welcome, listeners, to another rousing episode of That Marketing Show. I am your flawless host, the one and only corporate rock star. It's me, Roger Roser, president of Cincinnati's largest, highest rated, and as of 2010, its most award-winning public relations firm. So great to have you with us. We're practicing what we preach, doing a little podcasting. The beauty of the show is that every time you listen, you're helping your company to grow, and especially true today because we are speaking with a business growth expert. So again, grab your pencil, grab your paper, grab your sales team, grab your business team, for goodness sakes, grab your boss and sit him or her down and listen to this, because after this show, I think your business revenues are going to triple. So this is a good one. We have, it has to be the greatest name in business development in the world. I mean, anybody whose last name in business development is Cannon, you know you're going to get a little firepower out there. So join me in a big, hearty, robust corporate rock star welcome for Yun Cannon, and she is out of the greater Philadelphia area. So a little brotherly love to you, Yun. Thanks for being on the show.
All right. Thanks, Roger. And that was perfect pronunciation.
What, did I do
kudos,
okay?
Kudos to you.
You are the very first Yun that I've ever met.
There you go. That's another something to add to my wow factor statement.
I like that. Now, you've helped, you know, hundreds of businesses gain results in their marketing, in their sales, their strategic planning, their leadership development. I mean, there's all kinds of reasons why organizations fail. I've always said that failure is a choice and not an option. I mean, I think that, you know, if you do some things right, you know, it's there's definitely ways to get out there and succeed. I love this line. Yun's mission is to encourage, equip, and empower entrepreneurs so they can accelerate explosive business growth. And again, with the name of Cannon, I just think it's absolutely brilliant. Tell us about your organization and a little bit more about you and how other organizations can kind of take that lead and become better marketers themselves.
Absolutely. Thank you, Roger.
Sure.
So, like you said earlier, I'm Yun Cannon, and my company is Paramount Business Coach. I offer business growth consulting, coaching, and training to entrepreneurs, and I work with company CEOs, presidents, as well as small business owners.
Okay.
So that truly is my mission. I'm here to encourage folks, because there's a lot of companies getting beat up through this tough economy that we're supposed to be turning around in.
Sure.
But it's still a tough, tough market. So I'm here to encourage my folks and to give them the strategies and the tools and the resources that they need to meet the gap. And really, they're empowered to take their company to the next level.
Share with us, you got this great thing. You know, you've got this wow factor. Tell us a little bit from your point of view. What is a company's wow factor? What is it in your head anyway?
Well, you know, I work a lot with companies with their marketing strategies and helping them grow.
Okay.
And when we work on their strategic planning as to who they are as a company, really, the corner piece to a wow factor, or the corner piece to marketing, should be a company's wow factor statement. So what it is, simply put, Roger, it's basically a short value proposition statement, or many people know that as a USP, a unique sales proposition.
Yep.
Some people know that as differentiation. So it's what that is, and that frequently gets you a wow response from the person or audience you're sharing it with.
Right.
So that's what I call, and I've coined as, your wow factor. Everybody has to have one.
And why? Why is it so important? Can't I just hang a sign out my door and says that I got great tomatoes and the world should beat a path to my office?
Well, you know, Roger, it's not just important. I would say it's critical.
Very good.
And let me go down. I can give you a list of seven key benefits.
Please do.
For companies to articulate the right wow factor. it's very important to know that the right wow factor, it's going to help you get a higher response from the marketing that you are doing.
Right.
So your phone is ringing more.
Sure.
Yeah, so this is basically what happens when you're hitting the right wow factor. That's what's going to motivate the droves of customers to drive right past the other 5 or 10 or 20, you know, whether it's chiropractors or restaurants or law firms or CPA firms, whatever it is that you do.
Or PR agencies, right, Yun?
Or PR
Absolutely.
Agencies, for that matter. Yes. Five states.
So all of my... That's right. So all
yes.
my competitors out there that are listening to today's show, you need to stop listening now, and you can come back in a couple minutes. So grab your pencils real quick. We got a pencil alert. Yun, why don't you share some of those 7 factors?
Great. I'd love to. So the first one is that it's going to help you get a higher response.
Okay.
The second benefit, it's going to lead to more customers. Third is more sales. Mm. And this all flows into one another. The fourth benefit is you're going to start getting more of the right types of customers.
Right. And that's right. So important. I mean, how many times are you chasing your tail? So many organizations or folks are willing to take on any customer, especially in low times. And a lot of these customers end up being so devoid of what it is that you really want to be working for that you end up working so hard and actually getting nowhere.
Absolutely.
True.
You want to make it a lower labor intensity strategy.
You bet.
So having that wow factor really does lower your labor that's involved in getting the marketing done.
Good point.
So with that, when you're getting the right types of customers, the fifth helpful benefit is that it then becomes your source of more predictable revenues. And if you're in the helping profession, you're going to be able to get to help more people. And if you're a larger company, the seventh benefit is that it's going to enable your company to provide employment to more people, which then, of course, stimulates the economy in your city.
You bet. It also stimulates Uncle Sam, for goodness sake, that everybody keeps telling me is broke.
Absolutely. Business, makes up a very high percentage
85%
of the economy. So, yes, even for small businesses, this is a critical corner piece.
You bet. So, you know, Yun, what's the first step? I mean, yeah, okay, I know I want to. I mean, it's going to take a little bit of work, and it's going to take a little bit of effort. This isn't like one of those miracle diets, right, that you log on and call a 900 number here. This is, you're going to have to do a little front work on your end, or just hire you, right?
That is the other alternative, just cut through the chase and save yourself some time and aggravation. But here's 3 things you can do
okay.
in the meantime. And certainly, you can reach out to me. I'll give you my contact information.
You bet.
At the end. But the first thing is, you want to start by identifying your best types of clients. Be very clear as to who they are, their profile. You know, you want to get away from broad generalities like we cater to women in the U.S.
I thought you guys were all the same.
That is way too broad. So you want to identify and be much more specific as to who your clients are,
right.
their psychographics, their demographics, and so forth. The second step after you do that is you want to research your top competitors, or at least who you think might be your top competitors who serve those same clients. And this is where, you know, it doesn't feel productive to a lot of company owners, but it's highly productive because it's going to give you the information as to where is everyone else playing.
Well, that's exactly right. You keep your friends close and your enemies closer, and if you're always wondering why your enemies or your competitors or whatever are kicking your butt, and you hop on their website and, you know, you find all these wonderful, amazing, awesome things that they're doing, that might be a little impetus to get going, huh?
Sure, and it helps you. Most company owners think about, well, how can we copy what seems to be the next flashy thing.
Right.
But you want to know what your competitors are doing, not really so you can copy, but so you can carve
sure.
where you're going to be different.
Oh, I like that.
So that's the second step, Roger. And the third one would be then, after you solicited a lot of this information about your top competitors, now start getting information from your customers. So survey
right.
all your customers
sure.
as to what was the reason that they hired you, or what's the reason they do business with you?
Mm-hmm.
What was it that prompted them? And how do they see your company as the better choice, as the wow choice? And the biggest reason why they chose to do business with you.
Yeah.
To survey your customers.
Yes, super advice. We're actually going through that right now at our agency. We do it every year for our clients. We're doing it for several of our clients to make sure that they go through that. We're working with a client that's been in business for 20 years, and they've never surveyed their customers. So, you know, that's kind of tough. They can't figure out why their revenues are decreasing and so on and so forth. And, you know, when's the last time you spoke to your customers? Oh, we're afraid of what they might say. Boy, that's a red flag. So, you know, you got to get out there. Here's one of the things, and you hold seminars, you know, all over the universe, and you know, folks can find you and actually come see you and actually spend some time with you. But you share some great stuff. I mean, how to systematize your marketing, the top 10 deadly marketing mistakes, what every entrepreneur must know to make, you know, their marketing dollars count. I mean, expansion planning, recruiting talent, leadership development. I mean, Yoon, how do you know all this stuff? I mean, you are a genius of business development and growth. How did this come to be?
Well, thank you, Roger. I appreciate that. Well, you know, it just comes from trial and error myself, having had three other companies over the last 20 years. You learn from your mistakes.
Sure.
And you learn from other people. And the whole time I've also been a very voracious and avid learner myself. You know, all throughout the way. So I do think that's a big differentiator that my clients continually reflect back to me was a big reason why they decided to solicit my help, because I've been there.
You
and
bet.
I understand what they're going through.
Experience is a great thing. Lifelong learning is an even better thing. And when you combine that learning with expertise, and maybe a little bit of wisdom and common sense, boy, you got a good strategy. But you know, I've always found that a little bit of sweat and a little bit of hard work and a little bit of hustle also goes a long way. I mean, you got to get out there and do something, right?
Absolutely, I agree with you 100%.
Couple simple things that somebody could take away and get started on right away.
Yes, in the time that we have remaining, I can share real quickly three ways for your listeners, Roger, to start carving out their wow factor.
Let's do it.
Now, one way would be, where can you be the first?
Okay.
Where can you be the first? So for me, as an example,
yeah,
like I said, a lot of my clients tell me that I was the first business growth coach that they met who actually ran and sold her own company.
Huh, okay.
That was a big factor. I'll give you other examples. I have a small business client, and they claim the spot that they were the first stucco remediation company.
Ooh, I like that.
Pennsylvania to be certified in four key applications.
Hmm.
That's where they were the first.
I like that. The Eisen Agency was the very first agency in, I think, America to do a podcast series. So how about that?
That's excellent.
See?
You can claim the whole country.
I can claim the nation, Yoon.
That is very impressive. and you know what? For other businesses, if they can't claim the whole country the way you're able to,
right,
even if they claim their own county.
Sure.
You know, I have a law firm client who we've branded them as they're the first to offer innovative new membership pricing for their clients.
Nice.
In their city. And wow, that's pretty impressive when every other law firm stuck to the standard billable hours model.
Right.
This one found ways to deliver greater value to their clients during a tough economy.
I love that.
So that's where they were the first.
Finding where you're first. That's clever. Okay.
The second spot would be, where can you be the only?
Ah.
And just like you had said, you know, you were the only PR agency at the time to be able to offer this podcast. Well, you know, where can some of the other businesses be the only? And you think about, I'll give you another example. I work with a number of franchises.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll give you a franchise example. Take a look at the pizza industry.
Oh, yeah.
They can't compete on the same categories.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got your Pizza Hut, your Domino's, your Papa John's. You know, one has to claim and put their stake in as we're the only pizza chain that focuses on the crust.
Mm-hmm.
Another one is the only one that focuses on the delivery.
Mm-hmm.
And Papa John's, of course, took the sauce, and I believe it was Pizza Hut who took the topping category.
Right.
So they each,
because we all know which one is the delivery category.
Absolutely. So there is an example where nationally in these franchises, they're not going to try to compete as We're the second best
right.
with delivery.
That's a good point.
That's already taken.
Yeah.
They want to carve a spot where they're the only one. And
unfortunately, I think they claimed that one at the expense of the actual product, which is why they had to go through a rebrand. But that's a whole different story,
yeah.
I suppose.
Hold on. You know, they got this part right.
They did get the delivery part right, yes.
With competing in the category
yes.
of where they were the only
that's
one.
Right. That's right.
But,
that's good
you
advice.
Know, I'll give an example. I mean, a church can be the only church in that area who offers pickup service
sure.
for the elderly. Or I have a doctor who's the only medical doctor in his city who is licensed to administer something called prolotherapy. So there again, these are very deliberate, specific messages that different types of businesses and in different industries have claimed where they were the only.
Yeah, I like that. And number three?
Number three is, how can you be positioned as the expert?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll give you an example. One of my other clients is the president of a leading medical manufacturing company.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got a lot of press releases out there
right.
that gets the word out about his success. And get this, his sales for January 2011 grew 300%.
Wow.
From his sales in January 2010.
That's amazing.
Yes. And now that he's gotten these press releases out, naturally his clientele is going to perceive him and his company as the industry expert.
And if anybody out there is looking for a good PR firm after you've called Yun, you know, just call us. We promise we'll get some releases and get some expert articles and all kinds of features about you and your organization. So, I mean,
there is so much power.
So much knowledge, and yeah, share some of that knowledge. I mean, you know, just like you're sharing with us, you know, I guess I get the Alex Trebek effect because I'm the host here, so people all of a sudden think I know stuff. But, I mean, there's ways to position yourself as an expert and share knowledge and information in your industry that, you know, that leads to credibility and trust. And when you have credibility and trust long-term, you've got business.
Absolutely.
You
That's
bet.
It's critically important.
So it is.
There are many ways, and you're right. I mean, there's a powerful way that a PR agency like yours can help many, many, many different types of companies to position themselves, you know, as the expert in their industry.
A lot of fun. We have been joined by Yun Cannon. She is a business growth specialist of her company, Paramount Business. Did I say that right? Paramount Business Coach.
Yes, that's correct.
And it's ParamountBusinessCoach.com. You're based out of Philly, but you work with clients all over the country.
I do. I have clients from California, Texas, Canada, and I actually just picked up a new prospective client from Nigeria.
Nice. And
so,
you
over the globe.
And you do speaking engagements, and you're awesome and amazing, and we love you, and we're so glad that you've been on the show.
Well, thank you, Roger. I appreciate you having me.
You bet. Thanks for being there. And again, all you listeners, it's ParamountBusinessCoach.com is the website. Phone number is 215-292-4947. You can get all kinds of great information. And again, failure is an option. Or failure is a choice, I say. Get out there and succeed.
Yeah.
You gotta work. You and leave us with one snippet and one final thought of inspiration.
Well, one final thought would be that your wow factor is the corner piece to increasing your marketing success. But there are other pieces to that marketing success. And I want to share that with you as my free gift to your listeners.
Oh, please do.
Report.
Yes.
I have a special report that I created for your listeners, and it's called The Top 10 Marketing Mistakes That Bleed Resources and How You Can Avoid Them. And your listeners can get that right on my website. You just sign up for it, and as a bonus, you'll also get my free weekly Biz Growth Tips newsletter.
Nice.
Just go on paramountbusinesscoach.com.
And, you know, who doesn't want a small business tip or who doesn't want a business growth tip here and there? I mean, come on, guys, hop on that thing and get a tip and go out there and make some more money and be more successful, and you can give me and Yun the credit for it because I showed her to her and she already had the knowledge, right?
Excellent.
That sounds good. Oh, thank you so much for being on that marketing show. You've helped make my Friday one of the best days of the week, right?
Very cool.
You,
thank you for having
you bet.
Me on your show.
Oh, thank you so much. Absolutely. For everybody that makes that marketing show possible, especially our guest, Yun Cannon, our producers, our PR people, our technicians, but most importantly, you, our million-strong listeners that are out there listening, learning, and growing. This is the one and only corporate rock star, Roger, over and out.
This has been That Marketing Show with your host, Roger Rosen. The views and opinions expressed on this broadcast are that of the host and guest, and do not necessarily represent that of the producers or That Marketing Show. All information is believed to be accurate at the time of broadcast. Your feedback is important to us, so please email us at info@theeisenagency.com or on LinkedIn and Facebook at keyword The Eisen Agency. That Marketing Show is a trademark and is copyrighted by The Eisen Agency.